Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. Welcome to Local Focus, powered by Stoller Power Solutions. Call them today for a free quote. Stoller Power Solutions, powering homes, empowering lives.
Some call it overplanning. At Stoller Power Solutions, it's called foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac. It's not just a generator, it's a power move. This is Cheryl Stoller with Stoller Power Solutions. 698-9589 or StollerPowerSolutions.com.
And once again, a big thank you to Stoller Power Solutions and Cheryl and Brian and all the folks for powering Local Focus, the program where we shine a light on so many of our nonprofits and individuals here who make Hendersonville, Henderson County, and Western North Carolina such a wonderful place to live. This morning on Local Focus, Lynette Oliver is here with us with Back on Track. Lynette, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So we've got a few things we want to talk about regarding Back on Track, an event and some things like that. But before we get to that, let's do a little baseline thing. For folks who don't know what Back Track is, can you tell us exactly? It's Back Track Addiction Ministry.
Back on Track.
Back on Track. Thank you. Back on Track Addiction Ministry. Talk to us about Back on Track.
So we are the in-between, the gap between recovery, addiction and recovery.
Okay.
So when people come to us with mental health, substance abuse, we find the right rehab for them, and we provide their transportation there. We do all the paperwork, all the assessments, and make sure that everything's done for them to go.
So you just said mental health, and then you also said substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
There's some that have both of those and then some that don't, right?
Right. So people that have mental health with substance abuse, it's really hard because we have a lot of wonderful free rehabs, but when you have mental health and you're on meds, they can't take you because they don't have med techs, they don't have psychiatrists. The programs that we offer have psychiatrists. They have clinical. They get 37 hours of clinical time a week in these programs.
Wow.
And we use them all over the United States, and we can do the most acute cases of mental health.
So how does that process start?
Just by calling in and talking to us and doing an application, finding out where the client is. And we actually have to talk to the client because a lot of parents call. I mean, I did it myself for my son, but until that person is ready, they're adults, we can't make them. They call in, do an application, they're ready to go. We hook them up with a rehab. We work very closely with them and the entire time until they are transported to that rehab.
I was going to ask that because, you know, the person has to be ready. The person has to say, okay, now it's time for this.
So
that's got to be difficult.
Well, if parents could put their kids in rehab, we'd be doing it every day. Unfortunately, we can't do that. We only do it when they're ready.
Yeah. So when you say you work, you send them all kinds of different places. There's not necessarily a place specifically here. So you search for the best place that's going to suit their needs?
Well, North Carolina is not on the top of the list for mental health. So we use a place in Tennessee. We use Arbor Wellness. We use a Pasadena Villa, Smoky Mountain. That is primary mental health. So they'll go there first if they're acute case, and then they'll go to substance abuse in maybe Tennessee or come back to Asheville, to Charlotte, to Georgia. We work really closely with Summit Behavioral Health.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, Pennsylvania, Boston. I mean, their rehabs are everywhere.
Sure.
And every one of them specializes in different things.
So how do those services get paid for?
We pay for them through Back on Track. So we have a licensed agent that writes policies for them. And we have a specialist at Marketplace at Blue Cross. And they help us out a lot with that. And we pay the premiums the entire time they are in rehab. And our insurance bill is through the roof.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we're here today.
Yes.
To talk about a couple of things. Lynette, do you mind just telling us what your connection with Back on Track is?
So I founded Back on Track in 2020 after we lost our son in 2018 to fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been there now for 6 years. We have We hit over 1,000 placements a year. We probably take over 2,000 phone calls a year. We work with, and we also have, we work with the homeless. We do their clothes, food. They can get a food bag daily, protein, shoes, whatever their need is, water, you know.
In 6 years, I'm sure you've got some pretty good success stories.
We do. We do. We have some very good success stories.
Yeah.
We've had people locate all over this. We've got people in Tennessee that's relocated up there, not coming back. We have people in Charlotte. We have people in down on the coast. I mean, they're everywhere. They have not come back. Asheville.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about how we can help and how we can support. First of all, back on track, you had what used to be like a thrift store, but you've changed that now, right?
We have. We was closed about a month, and I think everybody got the wrong idea that we were closed.
Right.
But what happened was we had the thrift store, and the thrift store takes a lot of time.
Sure it does.
So our ministry, we had come to a point where our ministry had to be the focus and not a resale store. But to do that, we could not continue with the resale store. It took up too much time. I wanted to put our focus more on our ministry, and we are getting so many clients now that our ministry's the very top thing for us.
Yeah.
Nothing else is important. You know, it brings in money, but our most important is the ministry. So we had to make a decision, and switching over to the vendor market gives us more time in the ministry.
Gotcha. So now it's a vendor market. So vendors come there and sell their wares.
Exactly. So
gotcha.
We don't have to do the pricing.
Yep.
Now we are still taking donations of furniture and clothes because we still are servicing our homeless in Henderson County and shoes.
Yeah.
And then the furniture we sell, you know, ourselves to make up the money from, you know, from the vendor market.
So where is Back on Track located and where is your vendor market located?
1900 Spartanburg Highway. We're all in one big building.
Gotcha. That's right across from Boyd
yes.
Chevrolet. All right, got it. Okay, now let's talk about, so one way we can support is shopping at the vendor market.
Exactly.
Or if we want to be a vendor.
Yes.
Okay, that's one way we can do it. We'll talk about how we connect in just a moment. But you've got something called the 2026 Denim and Diamonds Overdose Awareness Dinner coming up towards the end of August.
Right. So August 31st is National Overdose Awareness Day. And ever since we've been at Back on Track, we have honored that day.
Sure.
And the families that have lost. In the state of North Carolina, I looked up this morning, there's 8 overdoses a day. That's 240 families affected a month. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So if we don't start looking into this for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, I think about, I got a granddaughter. She's 18 months old, and I got one year. What is it going to be 10 years when they're in school if we don't start talking about it, if we don't start doing something? So this overdose awareness is to bring awareness to this is a problem that we need to face
as
a community. I can't do it by myself. You
sure.
can't do it by yourself. We have to help each other. And I am there willing to. And I have put my time, effort, and money into this. But we can't do it by ourselves. We have to have people to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our one fundraiser a year. And we do it around that time because overdose awareness, you know, with losing our son, is very important to us. And so we're having a dinner at Point Lookout on the day before,
uh-huh.
August the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets are $100.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have prime rib. We'll have a very nice dinner. And you'll be supporting, and that $100 goes a long ways.
Sure.
You know, and then we have other sponsorship for businesses. But if you're somebody, and you say, I can't afford that, we have a Friend of Recovery, which is $25.
Sure.
If we all did $25, you know, this fundraiser is to help us get through the year. This is to help us pay the insurance costs. This is to help people get to transportation. I was at the jail this morning. Three of our clients went to rehab this morning. And last week, I think I was there every day. But it takes money, you know, transportation, gas, you have drivers. But so this is what it does. And $25, I think we can all afford to help with this. And I want to say if we've helped your spouse, your child, you know, your family, or you've been impacted, please think about giving the $25 at least.
Wow. So that is sort of what you're calling your pre-event kickoff dinner. That will be the 30th at Point Lookout Vineyards Prime Rib. That's going to be fantastic. And then on Monday, you've got your International Overdose Awareness Day, celebrating and remembering those who we love, which will be at Jackson Park.
Right. And it'll start at 6 o'clock. And we will have, we found out yesterday, a little animal petting zoo.
Oh, nice.
For the kids.
And a candlelight service.
We'll have a candlelight service, yes. We do the doves for the ones that we've lost, and we do the hearts for the ones that are struggling.
Yeah.
And we have a big tree that we use in Jackson Park, and we put that on there, and we have a prayer vigil at the end and do, light the candles.
Sure. Sure. So for the big dinner, we'd love to have, what, 300 attendees?
We would love to have that.
300 attendees, and then, of course, there's all kinds of sponsorship-level packages.
They are.
Everything from diamond sponsorships all the way down to, just like you said, just Friends of Recovery at $25.
Right.
So where do we go? How do we find out more about how we can help support Back on Track Addiction Ministry?
Just go to our website.
Mm-hmm.
Put in Back on Track. It'll pop right up.
It'll send you right there.
It'll send you right there, and it tells you the entire, it gives you the entire packet to sponsor, to give.
Okay. Yes. And if we want to go shopping at your Trackside Treasures Vendor Market, when are the hours of that?
It is 10 to 5, Monday, Tuesday through Saturday. But we're, this week we're having an appraisal where we're you can bring two things in and get it appraised.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a grand opening. We're going to have a miniature vegetable market.
Wow.
We've got a lot of things coming up. But we have some great vendors.
Okay.
I think for shopping for a gift or just trying to find something for your house, we got a lot of home decor, we got antiques, we got clothes. I mean, we have a florist. I mean, we have a bakery.
Wow.
I mean, we've...
And the bottom line is you're supporting Back on Track.
Yes. So the vendors pay a monthly rent, and then we get 20% of their sales. So, and all that money goes back into our ministry. So.
Sure, sure. So that's another way we can help.
Yes.
And that, again, is at 1900 Spartanburg Highway.
Yes.
All right. Just look up Back on Track online. You will find them. You can find out how you can be part of the big kickoff dinner coming up on August 30th.
Right.
Lynette, thank you so much. Thanks for what you do. I know it is a labor of love, but obviously over 6 years, you're making a difference in people's lives.
Thank you.
I know that that's very near and dear to your heart.
It is.
All right.
Well,
keep us posted, okay?
Alrighty. Thank you.
Right. Thank you so much. Once again, Lynette Oliver, Back on Track Addiction Ministries. If you'd like to find out more about the 2026 Denim and Diamonds Overdose Awareness Dinner at Point Lookout Vineyards, just look up Back on Track online. And remember, you can go shopping at their Trackside Treasures Vendor Market Tuesdays through Saturdays just by going to 1900 Spartanburg Highway. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on your community radio station, and it is powered by Stoller Power Solutions. Call them today for a free quote. Stoller Power Solutions, powering homes, empowering lives.